Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Rodriguez. Batting third. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lou Ford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Ryan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Michael Cuttier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Mays. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The DH, Scott Hatteberg. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kirk Sarlous. And now, play ball. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Chavez fields it and throws to 1st for the out. One out. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mauer hits a line drive into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez fields it. Throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morneau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redmond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Redmond moves to second. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sarluce fields it and throws to third for the out. Bartlett moves to second. 2 outs. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sarluce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swisher for the out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 1 in the game. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coetzee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mauer for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive into right field. Ryan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Chavez moves to second. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Payton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Redmond is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bartlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Redmond moves to third. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Bartlett. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Bartlett steals second. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hatteberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Mays covering, for the out. One out. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellis for the out. Swisher moves to second. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Rodriguez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kotze is 0-for-2 in the game. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Crosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ryan who is chasing the ball. Crosby reaches third base with a triple. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Crosby scores. Chavez moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Payton is 0-for-2 in the game. Payton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. J.C. Romero now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Romero covering, for the out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jesse Crane now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kiko Calero now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuttier strikes out. 1 out. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Redmond is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Redmond strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bartlett takes first base on ball 4. Shannon Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive towards third. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kendall hits a line drive into right field. Ryan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kotze is 0-for-3 in the game. Kotze hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Crosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chavez strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first, with Gurrier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Wiedosik now pitching. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rodriguez for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mauer strikes out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morneau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford is hit by the pitch. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Payton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Payton hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hatteberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatteberg takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Ryan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Houston Street now pitching. Michael Cuttier, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cuttier is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Redmond is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Redmond hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swisher. Redmond reaches second base with a double. Cuttier moves to third. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bartlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bartlett strikes out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stewart is 0-for-4 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Terry Tiffey pinch hits for Luis Rodriguez. Terry Tiffey is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tiffey strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.